I understand that you're one of the co-founders of Microsoft. Is that correct?
Yes.
When was the company founded?
1975.
And what positions have you held with Microsoft since then?
Partner, chairman, CEO.
What's your present title?
Chairman and CEO.
So are you familiar with the Microsoft Press Computer Dictionary?
No.
You've never cracked it open before?
No.
Okay. I'll introduce you to it. I have here the Microsoft Press Computer Dictionary. It's the third edition, dated 1997. And it says, claims to be the authoritative source of definitions for computer terms, concepts, and acronyms from the world's most respected computer software company. I'll give you a softball question. Would you agree that Microsoft is the world's most respected computer software company?
Some people would agree with that, some people wouldn't.
What's your opinion?
I think we are the most, if you took it on a statistical basis, yes, we'd be the most respected software company.
This computer dictionary defines the operating system as follows. The software that controls the allocation and usage of hardware resources such as memory, central processing unit, time, disk space, and peripheral devices. Is that an accurate definition of an operating system?
Well, the notion of what's in an operating system has changed quite a bit over time. So that, you know, that definition is not really complete in terms of how people think of operating systems in the last decade or so.
So that this definition in the 1997 dictionary is incomplete in your estimation?
No, what I said is that over time, the number of things that are in operating systems has increased. And so if you want to look at operating systems in the last decade, you'd say the definition is incomplete.
Okay. Is it accurate? I'll give it to you again. Software that controls the allocation and usage of hardware resources such as memory, central processing unit time, disk space, and peripheral devices.
I said in terms of operating systems in the last decade, it's an incomplete definition.
In what respects is it incomplete?
There are aspects of the operating systems of the last decade that aren't included in that definition.
Okay, what aspects? Let me see if you agree with the definition in the Microsoft Dictionary of that term. Application is there defined as a program designed to assist in the performance of a specific task, such as word processing, accounting, or inventory management. Is that an accurate definition, Mr. Gates?
Could you read it again?
Sure. A program designed to assist in the performance of a specific task, such as word processing, accounting, or inventory management.
I'd say it's a pretty vague definition.
Is it accurate as far as it goes?
I'd say it's vague but accurate.
Another term I'm sure we're going to be using throughout the course of the deposition is web browser. Let me read you the definition from your company's dictionary and see if you think that's accurate. Web browser is defined by the Microsoft Computer Dictionary as follows. A client application that enables a user to view HTML documents on the World Wide Web, another network for the user's computer, follow the hyperlinks among them and transfer files. Is that accurate?
It's actually describing browsing functionality.
Is it an accurate definition of browsing functionality?
It describes part of what you do when you browse.
Mm-hmm. What's your definition of a web browser?
I'd say browsing technology is what lets you navigate through
It typically means something that lets you do HTML display and navigation.
Is that what you mean when you use the term web browser? Is that what you mean when you use the term web browser?
Well, software that lets you do web browsing is sometimes referred to as a web browser.
And Microsoft has marketed a web browser under the trade name Internet Explorer, is that correct?
We've used the term Internet Explorer to refer to the Internet technologies in Windows as well as some standalone products we've done.
Let me see if you agree with this definition in the 1997 edition of Microsoft's Computer Dictionary. The definition is of the term Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer is defined as follows. Microsoft's web browser introduced in October 1995. Is that an accurate definition of Internet Explorer?
I'm not sure why they say October. I don't think that's right.
When is your recollection that it was introduced?
Well, we shipped Windows 95, including browsing functionality, in August 1995.
Was IE shipped as a standalone product in or about October 1995?
No.
Was it ever shipped as a standalone product?
Well, it depends on what you're referring to. If you're talking about Unix or the Macintosh, we did create a set of bits that stood by themselves and could be installed on top of those operating systems.
When were those versions of IE first marketed?
Certainly not in October 1995.
Mm-hmm. Apart from the timing issue, would you agree that Internet Explorer is defined here correctly as Microsoft's web browser?
And did you actually read what was in there?
Yeah, I read the first sentence. I could read you the whole thing if you'd like.
Well, it seems strange. If you're trying to use dictionary, you might as well read what it says. You could show it to me.
Yeah, well, I'll read it to you and I'll show it to you. Tell me if there's anything else in here you think is inaccurate, okay? The full entry under Internet Explorer reads as follows. Microsoft's web browser introduced in October 1995. Internet Explorer is now available in Windows and Macintosh versions. Later versions provide the ability to incorporate advanced design and animation features into web pages and recognize ActiveX controls and Java applets. Take a look at it and tell me if there's anything else in there you think is inaccurate.
Certainly the product we shipped, it was before October 1995, was Windows 95. The browsing functionality we had in it, we've updated quite a bit several times. And so defining Internet Explorer to be what we shipped just on one particular date can't be considered accurate. You have to say that many times we've taken the browsing functionality in Windows, which we refer to as Internet Explorer, and we've updated that functionality. So you can't really pin the definition to a particular date. It's really a brand name we use for those technologies.
Was this definition accurate in 1997 when Microsoft's Computer Dictionary was sold to the public?
I already told you that reference to October 1995 certainly makes the definition inaccurate.
Yeah, apart from that, is it accurate?
It's not accurate to say that Internet Explorer is defined at a single point in time, that it's one set of bits, because it's a brand that we've used for a set of technologies that have evolved over time. And in that sense, I would take exception to the way that the book that I've never seen there happened to define it.
You've described the web browser is a killer application, haven't you?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. You'd have to show me the context.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like you to look at exhibit number one, Mr. Gates, right here in front of you. This is a memorandum that reports to be from you to your executive staff, dated May 22, 1996, and that attaches, for want of a better word, an essay entitled The Internet PC, which is dated April 10th, 1996. Do you recall writing that essay?
It looks like this is an email, not a memorandum.
Do you recall writing the essay dated April 10th, 1996, entitled The Internet PC?
Yeah, it looks like an essay I wrote. I don't remember specifically, but it does look like something I wrote.
Right, the portion of it I want to refer you to is at the bottom of the first page under the heading called The Latest Killer App. You see that?
I see a heading.
Yes. The first paragraph under that heading reads as follows, quote, "Our industry is always looking for the next killer application, for a category of software that by its utility and intelligent design becomes indispensable to millions of people. Word processors and spreadsheets were the killer applications for business PC starting in 1981. Then the next sentence reads, the latest confirmed killer app is the web browser. Recall writing that, sir?
No.
Do you have any reason to believe you didn't write it?
No.
Can you explain what you meant here by describing the web browser as a killer app?
I just meant that browsing would be, in our view, a popular thing. Not necessarily on the web, but just browsing in general would be a popular activity.
Is a killer application an application that drives sales of other products like operating systems and hardware?
No.
Do you have a definition in your own mind of killer application?
It means a popular application.
Let me resort again to the Microsoft Computer Dictionary. I'll read you what that says about killer application. Disagree with it, so you can tell me. The Microsoft Computer Dictionary, the 1997 edition, defines killer app as follows. It gives two definitions, and I'll be very complete this time, Mr. Gates. The first definition is an application of such popularity and widespread standardization that it fuels sales of the hardware platform or operating system for which it was written. Do you agree with that definition?
You're saying to me that there's more in there, and you're just reading me part of it?
I'm going to read you the second definition as well. The question
so you were asking me about it without reading me the whole thing?
No, sir. It gives two definitions. You're familiar with dictionaries, I take it. Sometimes they have more than one definition of a term, correct?
Sometimes terms have more than one meaning, so
right.
It's actually fairly appropriate that dictionaries would give the two different meanings. And generally, before you'd ask somebody if they agreed with the dictionary, you'd actually give them the benefit of reading them what's in the dictionary, not just a part of it.
Well, I'm reading the first definition. I ask you to agree with that definition.
I don't think it's the only definition.
But is that an accurate definition?
I'd like to hear what the other...
I'll read it to you. The second definition is an application that supplants its competition. Now let me go back and read you the first definition, you know, now that you've heard both of them. The first definition reads as follows. An application of such popularity and widespread standardization that fuels sales of the hardware platform or operating system for which it was written.
Yeah, I already told you my definition of killer app is a very popular application.
Is this definition accurate?
I told you what when I use the term killer application, in particular when I use it in a piece of email, what I mean by it. I'm sure there's people...
No, I understand you've told me that, but there's another question on the table now. Do you have any any disagreement with this definition?
I think most people, when they use the word killer app, are not necessarily tying it to any relationship to hardware.
Okay, what about a relationship to an operating system?
Usually they're just talking about it being a very popular application. I certainly know of things that have been referred to as killer applications that haven't driven hardware sales or operating system
sales. What other applications would you identify as being killer applications?
A flight simulator.
Any others?
Well, you always have to take a year and a context for those things. For example, when desktop publishing software became popular in the 1980s, many people referred to it that way. When people were talking about interactive TV, they thought video on demand would be a killer application, and something went wrong because the whole thing never caught on. But people had been using that term, the idea of letting people watch movies, as something that would be extremely popular.
In what time frame was the web browser a killer application?
I think web browsers became very popular between 95 and 97. They became very popular.
So at that point in time, web browser was, in your definition, a killer application?
They were very popular, yeah.
Microsoft currently markets operating systems for personal computers, correct?
Yes.
What operating systems for personal computers does Microsoft currently have on the marketplace?
Well, we have MS-DOS. We've got Windows CE. It's got a lot of different versions. We've got Windows 3X, Windows 95, Windows 98, Windows NT version 3, Windows NT version 4.
Are all those operating systems currently being marketed by Microsoft?
Yes.
Does Microsoft endeavor to track its market share with respect to operating systems on personal computers?
There's not some unified effort to do that.
Is there anybody in Microsoft responsible for trying to determine what Microsoft's market share is with respect to PC operating systems?
No.
Have you seen any figures indicating what Microsoft's market share is with respect to operating systems on personal computers?
Now, from time to time, people in there doing marketing analysis may pull together some figures like that. And depending on what the context is, there'll be different numbers.
I'd like to mark as Exhibit 338 fiscal year 1996 mid-year review, dated January 22, 1996. Is Exhibit 338 a type of document you refer to that contains market share information?
I don't know anything about 338.
Have you ever seen it before?
No.
Do you know what position Joachim Kempen held in January 1996?
Yes.
What was his position at that time?
He's in charge of our relationships with hardware manufacturers.
Do you have any understanding that one of Mr. Kempen's job responsibilities in that connection in 1996 was to try to determine what Microsoft's market share was with respect to operating systems sold to hardware manufacturers?
No.
I'd like you to turn to the page of this document that ends in 022. And the heading reads X86 OS analysis for fiscal year 96. On the page that is titled X86 OS analysis for fiscal year 96, here is a statement, quote, all other competitive licenses less than 5%. Do you have any understanding that in or about early 1996, Microsoft's share of the market with respect to operating systems sold for x86 computers was in the vicinity of 95%?
No.
What is your understanding of what the Microsoft market share was at that time?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Do you have any idea as you sit here today what Microsoft's market share is with respect to operating systems sold for x86 architecture computers?
Well, piracy alone is greater than 5%. But no, I don't know the number.
What other companies besides Microsoft sell operating systems for x86 architecture computers?
No, there's a great number.
Can you identify them?
Santa Cruz, Red Brick, Caldera, IBM, and many different products. Sun Microsystems. Microware, Wind River.
I'd like to mark this exhibit 339. Memorandum or email from Anthony Bay to Ben Slifka dated October 25, 1994. Did you take a look at exhibit 339, Mr. Gates? Exhibit 339 contains a number of emails, and I want to ask you a couple of questions about one on the first page from Russell Siegelman to yourself and others. Ray, NCI is an access provider dated October 13, 1994. Recall receiving this email?
No.
You had a reason to believe you didn't get it?
No.
What was Mr. Siegelman's position in October of 94?
He was involved with looking at Marvel.
And what was Marvel?
It's a code name for what we would do in terms of internet sites or online service activity.
Do you understand that in this email here, Mr. Siegelman is opposing a proposal to give MCI a position on Windows 95 desktop as an internet service provider?
I don't remember anything about MCI. This talks about how we'll have a Mosaic client in Windows 95. I don't see anything in here about the desktop.
He references in this email the Windows box. Would understand the Windows box to mean?
Well, the Windows box is certainly not the Windows desktop. The Windows.
Is it your understanding that when he uses Windows box here, he means a piece of cardboard?
Well, he's probably talking about the stuff that's inside. He's saying access to the Windows box. He's talking about the bits that are on the...
What do you understand to be the subject of the memorandum that he's addressing?
Mr. Hacker.
Okay, this is the electronic mail. And Ross is suggesting that... he disagrees at doing a deal with MCI under these particular terms.
In the email, he refers to Windows distribution as a unique and valuable asset, more specifically as our one unique and valuable asset. You see that?
Well, I see a sentence that has those words in it.
Do you have any understanding as to what he meant?
Well, the Marvel people were having a hard time coming up with a strategy. And in retrospect, we can look back and say that they didn't come up with a good strategy. And they were looking at, you know, what could they do that would be attractive for a lot of users. And sometimes their goals and the goals of the Windows group were different. In retrospect, it's clear they weren't able to attract a lot of users.
Mr. Gates, I indicated at the outset of the deposition, I do want to move through this as quickly as possible, but I must say that I think your answers are non-responsive and rambling. And if that continues to be the case, I'm just letting you know that this is going to take much longer than I would have hoped. And I will pose my question again because I think your answer was not responsive. Do you have any understanding as to what Mr. Siegelman meant here by his reference to Windows distribution being our one unique and valuable asset?
Was that the question I was asking?
Yes, sir.
Can you read me back the previous question? Well, maybe there's some understanding. When you said, do you understand what he meant? I thought you were asking about his email as a whole.
Let me re-ask it for the third time now and see if I can get an answer. Do you have any understanding what Mr. Siegelman meant when he referred to Windows distribution as our one unique and valuable asset.
I think the Marvel Group, in their search for what they could do to get millions of users in this particular point in time, were thinking about making it easy to sign up through the Windows box being something that would be helpful to them, and therefore an asset for the Marvel Group in what they were doing.
Do you understand that Mr. Siegelman, in his reference, had in mind a large market share that Microsoft has with respect to operating systems?
I don't see anything about that in here.
That's not your understanding?
Well, remember, Ross isn't involved with the Windows business. He's involved with the Marvel business.
Let me put the question again. Without reference to this document, Mr. Gates, do you believe that Windows distribution is a unique asset that Microsoft has?
What do you mean when you say Windows distribution there?
Do you have an understanding what Mr. Siegelman meant by the phrase Windows distribution in this email he wrote to you?
I think he means including an icon on the desktop for access to Marvel.
By the desktop, you mean the Windows desktop?
In this case, yes.
He goes on in his email to say as follows, quote, "The only real advantage we have in this game is Windows distribution. Why sell it so cheaply when we think is will be a big market and can give us leverage in so many ways in the highway business?" Do you understand what he meant by the phrase highway business here?
No. I don't remember ever seeing that term before.
What distribution channels has Microsoft employed to distribute Internet Explorer?
Well, the primary distribution channel is the Internet, where people very easily download whatever version of Windows Internet technology they're interested in. We've also distributed it through retailers. The Windows 95 update product, and you know, wherever Windows goes out, which includes retail, OEM, and then people who do internet signups have also done some distribution. There's a lot of different marketing programs that where we'll have like a conference and we'll make available Internet Explorer to people who attend the conferences. I think we've also included it with Microsoft Office in some cases.
Has Microsoft done research to determine which distribution channels are most effective in delivering browsers that are actually used by people?
I think somebody did a survey to ask people where they get their browser at some point.
Do you have any recollection who did that survey?
No.
Do you recall what the results were?
I know the Internet has always been the primary distribution channel for browsers.
You're talking about specifically Internet Explorer?
No.
I'd like to mark as Exhibit 340 a memorandum, or rather an email from Kumar Mehta to Brad Chase and Yusuf Mehdi, dated March 27, 1997. Is this an example of the type of memorandum you've seen on which Microsoft has endeavored to determine which distribution channels are most effective in distributing web browsers?
No.
What position in the company did Mr. Mehta have in March of 1997?
I don't know.
Do you know if one of his responsibilities was market research?
No. And I'm not copied on this. I mean, just looking at it, I'm not. And I certainly have no recollection of seeing this. It also seems to contradict some other things that I have seen.
The email reads as follows. Bob Foulon is gathering data for a John Roberts meeting with Bill Gates tomorrow. Apparently, they are going to discuss whether IE and Memphis should be bundled together. Do you recall such a meeting with Mr. Foulon and Mr. Roberts?
No.
Do you recall Mr. Foulon or Mr. Roberts sharing with you market research data with respect to how people get their browsers?
I don't know, Bob, F-O-U.
Do you understand that's a reference to Bob Foulon?
I don't know Bob Foulon. I don't know anyone whose name is Bob F-O-U anything.
You know John Roberts?
Yes.
Okay, what position does he have at Microsoft?
He, at this time, is that what you were interested in?
Yes.
This time I think he worked for Brad Chase.
That you recall with Mr. Roberts and or Mr. Chase in or about March of 1997, where you talked about the results of market research to determine how people obtained Internet Explorer?
I don't remember.
The email I quoted attaches another email dated March 27, 1997, which says in the first two paragraphs, which I'll read, Bob, here's some information on how people get and use IE that might help you guys. My feeling, based on all the IE research we have done, is that it is a mistake to release Memphis without bundling IE with it. IE users are more likely than other browser users to get it with their computers. Overall, 20% of people who use IE at home obtained it with their computer, and 24% of those using IE at work got it with their computer. Effectively, we would be taking away the distribution channel of almost a quarter of all IE users. Do you have any understanding as to the accuracy of the numbers he cites here with respect to the number of people using IE who obtained it with their computer?
I have no idea what we're talking about in terms of what kinds of users he surveyed or looked at. So, no, I have no opinion on it whatsoever. I mean, who knows?
Do you have any reason to believe the information he reports here is inaccurate?
I don't have enough of a context to even state an opinion. It doesn't even say what kind of users or anything.
Can you identify any specific documents you've seen that indicate how IE users obtain IE?
No.
Have you seen any documents like that at Microsoft, prepared by Microsoft employees?
I believe I have, yes.
Do you know who prepared them?
No.
Was Netscape the first company to market a web browser that gained widespread consumer usage?
I think Mosaic was the first browser. I don't know what your criteria you're applying in terms of widespread. Mosaic was the first popular browser, and that predates the existence of Netscape or their browser.
Did Netscape's browser supplant the Mosaic browser as the most popular one?
There was a point in time when Netscape browser became more popular in terms of usage share than Mosaic.
Recall when that was?
I'm sorry?
Do you recall when that was?
No. I don't think anybody knows exactly when that was.
like to mark as exhibit 340, 341, excuse me, I'd like to mark as exhibit 341. Series of emails, the first one being from Pat Farrell, F-E-R-R-E-L, to Bill Gates and others, dated April 6, 1995. Hold on, that's mine. I hand you exhibit 341, Mr. Gates, and this is a series of emails, and the one I want to ask you about is the one on the second page from Mr. Siegelman to yourself and others, dated April 6, 1995. Want to take a minute and take a look at it? Finish reviewing the email?
I looked at it.
The email starts off as follows, quote, Pat Farrell and I have been thinking about this problem a lot and watching Netscape very, very closely. I, too, am very worried. What position did Mr. Farrell hold at Microsoft near about April of 1995.
He wasn't involved with Windows. He was involved with Marvel.
Is he still a Microsoft employee?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Do you recall personally being worried about Netscape in or about April of 1995?
No.
Do you recall discussing Netscape with Mr. Siegelman in this time period?
I'm sure Russ and I discussed the effect of the internet in general on online service strategies like the work he was doing that became MSN, but not Netscape in particular, no.
The next sentence of the email says, quote, I agree with most of your problem statement, but I think you underestimate the publisher slash ISV threat. Netscape is already opening up API hooks in their viewer, and many ISVs are hopping aboard. Do you know what his reference is to your problem statement?
No.
You understand what he means here? When he talks about opening up API hooks and many ISVs hopping aboard?
I don't know what he meant. I can guess if you want.
Do you have any understanding as you sit here what he meant by the language used in this email?
I don't know what he meant. I'd have to ask him what he meant.
I'm asking for your understanding. Do you have one or not?
Understanding of what? Of what he meant?
Yes.
No. Of what those words might mean? I can guess.
I don't want you to guess. I'm asking if you have any present understanding of what these words mean.
I've told you, I don't know who he means by you. I don't know what he means by problem statement. So I'm a little unclear about what he means in this paragraph.
By ISV, do you understand him to be referring to independent software vendors?
That acronym refers to independent software vendor.
What does the acronym API refer to?
Application Programming Interface.
Programming Interface.
Do you recall yourself having a concern in about April 1995 about the possibility that Netscape was going to open up API hooks in the Netscape web browser?
I can't pin any recollection to that particular time period, no.
Did you at some point come to the conclusion that the prospect that Netscape might open up API hooks in their browser was a threat to Microsoft?
I think in late 95, Andreessen was talking about how he was going to put us out of business, suggesting that their browser was a platform. And in fact, they did have APIs in their browser.
Do you recall having any concern yourself before, like 1995, with respect to the threat posed by Netscape opening up API hooks in their browser?
No.
Do you recall that other folks at Microsoft had such concerns before late 1995?
It's hard to recall other people's concerns. I don't recall other people's concerns.
Well, I'd like to mark as Exhibit 342 a series of emails, the first one being from Nathan Nierwold to Mr. Gates, dated April 24, 1995. Before you take a look at that document that's in front of you now, which is Exhibit 342, Mr. Gates, do you recall that there was a general discussion in Microsoft at the top executive level in or about April 1995 with respect to the threat to Microsoft posed by Netscape?
No.
What position did Mr. Nierwold hold with Microsoft in April of 1995?
He was Russ Siegelman's boss, so he wasn't involved in the Windows business. He was involved in our online service activities.
Was he one of your top executives?
He was an executive. I'm not sure what you mean by top executive. He didn't manage any of the large products that we offer.
Was he sort of Microsoft's resident strategic thinker?
No.
No. Did you value his advice?
Not over the advice of people who are more directly involved in their businesses.
Okay. If you would you take a look at Exhibit 342 and in particular the email on the second page, which is from Mr. Nierwold to yourself and others regarding internet strategy, dated April 18, 1995. first paragraph reads, quote, there has been a flurry of email about Netscape and our general internet development strategy. This email is my contribution to this topic, period, close quote. Does this refresh your recollection that there was a general discussion at the upper levels of Microsoft in about April 1995 with respect to Netscape and how to respond competitively to Netscape?
I think that's a mischaracterization. It appears there was some mail about the effect of Netscape and their activities on our online service strategy.
What do you understand by Mr. Muirvold's reference here to general internet development strategy?
Well, this memo is about our strategy with the Blackbird front end and how it should relate to internet protocols. And it's a very long 9-page thing about Blackbird and his various opinions about Blackbird. The interesting thing is Blackbird basically was canceled.
Is your testimony and your understanding is memorandum is limited to a discussion about Blackbird?
Yeah, you keep using the word memorandum to refer to electronic mail. I don't think of as electronic mail as memorandum. So this email, which I haven't read, the part I've glanced at, all the action items, all the things he's saying we should do, all relate strictly to Blackbird and the online services activities.
Yeah, the next page, in the first full paragraph, Mr. Muirvold states, quote, the world of the internet is rapidly becoming Windows-centric because Windows will be the most popular client operating system by a wide margin. Did you understand he was referring here to market share enjoyed by Windows?
I've said I don't remember the memo specifically, so it's hard for me to say that I remember something he was referring to.
You had